Third is identifying direct operational business drivers. Operations BI can identify its drivers and specific operational processes that needs to be addressed. The crux of operational business intelligence is to know which processes, which nodal points, which acts are very key to achieve that success with the customers, so they can plot their focus on those drivers. Those drivers are pre-identified, and performance of those drivers can be more closely monitored. And if once that is done, overall process efficiency will increase, predictability of something abnormal happening can come in, and the right decision at the right time will reduce the impact of that abnormal effects or abnormal scenario happening. It helps organizations to establish visibility to key business processes for operational users, create an ongoing process for operational performance review and realignment, and align operational KPI with line of business goals. We will have to understand this, say, one by one. Establish visibility to key business processes for operational users. So when you have implemented efficient operational business intelligence in sync with your enterprise decision management system, each operational users responsible in the system gets the required visibility, gets the required data being shared with them, gets the level being shared with them. As a result, they are able to assess ongoing process ka operational performance. They are able to assess with this data whether you are going to achieve your target or not. If not, you need to take a corrective decisions, corrective acts in place, etc. So you need to bring realignment and align operations KPIs. So there are key performance index, key performance indicators, as they say. They need to be aligned with your operational business intelligence, operational goals, and operational goal has to be in sync with your strategic or business unit goals, etc. So overall, there is a complete alignment of your operational KPI with the business KPI, etc. And that line of goal alignment with the business will bring more productivity within the business and within the process. Each one is able to contribute, each one is openly able to see how the performance of the previous process is moving. So what they need to do, they realign themselves. When they realign, what is the performance? And overall, they all work with that common KPI, which is linked to their business goal. Therefore, they are able to see themselves how they are contributing to the overall delivery of the business to the customers. And as a result, there is a clarity on what drives your business, and focus of operational intelligence on what drives your business will bring more productivity in the system. So friends, at the end, for this chapter, what is getting concluded is that taking organization to the next level of business intelligence and connecting it with enterprise applications forms the base for operational business intelligence. Operational business intelligence beyond your business intelligence, your processes, and your IT infrastructure takes your organizations to the next level. It helps you to form enterprise-wide operational business intelligence in place, which is along with your enterprise decision management system, empowers individual to be decision maker at the right point at the right time. The objective of OBI is to make more timely business decisions, enabling real-time business intelligence processing. So as I mentioned, it helps an individual to take real-time business decisions at the point where it is required without escalating the problem above. It empowers them to take a right decision. That empowerment comes from the enterprise decision management system that has been applied, for which we have seen the grammatical diagram. OBI aims to fill the gap between operations and analytics, creating a process action structure. And OBI bridges the gap between the operation vis-a-vis the performance standards through an analytics based on the data of the operations that is available to it, so that overall it is an action-based structure that you do. The main advantage of using operational business intelligence for organization will be to have interlinked integration for faster info delivery in the form of an analysis, reports and actionable alerts to responsible people. How the overall OBI makes the overall system more efficient is through interlinking and integration for real-time delivery. Almost and as a faster info delivery or a real-time info delivery using a form of analysis, form of reports, exception rules or performance rules, etc. Creating an actionable alerts onto the responsible people. So they have to take the corrective action when they get such alerts, which is more a real time. So they also get into decision making, which is real time. Overall improves organization's agility to face the operational issues, face the marketing conditions, etc. And thereby makes you more market centric, customer centric, creating a customer or competitive edge and gives you that differentiation in the mind of your consumers. To make this understand little more better, let's take this decision management and business intelligence. You know, this particular diagram explains you have an end which is a client, okay, targeted to business outcome. Here it is decision management targeted to business outcome. This has been put into different, say, vertical service resourcing, production management, data repository, client communication and distribution support. So now how each of this, when go through this, what happens, the change that brings in. So business strategy, where servicing is a product profitability, their responsibility is to make the product profitable. Production role is cost effective, they have to do everything in a within a cost defined. Data repository will look at compliances, whatever the target for the cost given to them, have they complied to their performance standard. Performance standard is here because it is defined cost, it could be the productivity, so outcome in terms of numbers, etc. Whatever. Client communication is client satisfaction. Client gets a complete idea that my production, my requirement of my goods production is in line, and therefore I will get it in line. Or for that matter, if I had to give you an example, very high-end car, a BMWs and higher-end car, I understand that client, after giving an order where there is a lot of customization that he has roped in, can see in real time what is the production status of his car. So that is what, something similar to that, client gets satisfied, you know, when he gets a proper communication about his production level. And distribution, which is business advancement, distribution is able to deliver goods in time, every time, and that will help him to bring more business from the existing clients. Going to risk governance, there's a compliances risk that you manage your compliances. You have a process and automation risk. When you do this, what is the risk involved? You will get client info risk, and what if client information is not complete or leaks out, etc. So those, like in a net banking, they have to create a lot of awareness among the client not to share their PIN, not to tell their password, etc. So there is a client info risk is involved, therefore they have to create that. Service risk, so communication to client is what if they make the error. So that is what they create, a risk in the mind of customer so that he will resist. Intermediary disclosure risk. So in the distribution, net banking when followed, they have to transfer your data to the relevant department, including the logistics service provider, etc. When that happens, is there a personal information that is getting disclosed, etc. That needs to be checked up. So right up to performance level when it goes. So here the product performance will be checked at a servicing level, at the production management where the cost is contained or not will be checked, at a data level, performance coordination, so various performance criteria are being matched or not, at a client level, what is the service delivery performance. So that will be done through service improvement plans or performance that you have attached to the service, and at a distribution level, whether you have created a value to the client. We have studied this term earlier, value in terms of convenience to client, value in terms of speed of response, value in terms of speed of delivery, value in terms of right delivery of the right product at right time. So value is a very subjective matter for each client. So whether you have created that with the client or not, So that's the importance of decision management and business intelligence overall for any organization. So through this slide, we have attempted to understand how critical it is to bring business intelligence, bring more of an operational business intelligence to be able to take, allow and empower your employee to take right decisions at the right point where it is required to be taken. So that's the crux of this overall, this chapter. So having done that, friends, I would like to cover the entire subject of service management in a nutshell for you in some of the following slides. So pay attention. Subject summary, that is a service management, which is focus part two for us, is brief understanding is that service management is managing the entire delivery of promised service to the final customer. So what you have promised to your customer needs to be fulfilled, and that is what is a service delivery, and that is possible through a service management within the organizations. Services are designed to get customers' attention, acceptance, critical differentiations, to translate this into a more revenue and profitability. You are creating that service for that customers, not without any objective. It is done to get his attention, it is done to get his acceptance, create that critical differentiation that translates into a more revenue and profitability. DHL delivery boy moving with that automated POS, taking your signature, electronic signature on that, is not without the purpose. DHL web tracking is the most real-time web tracking. As a result of that, that web tracking, real-time web tracking, has created a far more differentiation than say probably a Turakhya courier. So if I, as a father who wants to send my kid's application to a foreign university, there may be a cost gap. Turakhya may be must charging me 200 rupees while DHL charges me for 400 rupees to deliver this application to foreign universities. But I know that sitting at my home, convenience of 24/7, I can track my application being delivered to that university within the given time frame, which is before the close of application deadline, etc. My trust of DHL itself is so that without being real-time, etc., their name, because that they've earned out of continuous delivery, because I will ask ex-students, I will ask students who have done it earlier, which is the best way to send application. They will, 80% might say, bhai, thoda pay jada karna, lekin DHL se bhejna. It is assured that your applications are reached in time. So that's the power of technology that they have developed. Backbone of service management is service operation management. So merely just having a POS in the hand which is automated is not enough. There's a backbone to that. Merely Flipkart is not merely promising 2 billion products, or they are not promising a next day delivery, etc. They are doing it after creating a backbone that supports their service delivery promise. Operation strategy choreographs their service delivery system to create and deliver total experience to the customer. So to crux of this service management is operation management. Operation management, a crux lies in the strategy that you develop. Strategy nothing but it choreographs your various interlinking module to deliver a total experience to your customers. So total experience is very critical in service management. Operational strategy drives that total experience. Operational strategy is one of the three levels of strategy and need to be in alignment with corporate strategy and business unit strategy. So make a operation strategy an essential part of your strategy. So far, organization has been known to be doing corporate strategy and business unit, but you must bring your operation strategy to be in sync with business strategy and operation and organization strategy. Then only you will be able to create a multiplier effect in terms of your service management to create that different edge in the mind of your consumers. It is critical these days to make services as a strategic differentiator. It is very critical that your service should create a differentiator. Product has lost the edge. Product now no longer can really give you a strong differentiation. Therefore, service is a differentiator, and therefore it is very critical that you create a service differentiator for yourself, and it helps you to bring, not only build the image, reduce attrition, means customers will want to work more with you, build loyalty, and more interaction with you will develop the loyalty with you. Loyalty will give you increasing share of wallet from that customers, so that increasing purchase will happen from you. It allows you to do an upsell and cross sell and overall maximize your revenue from known few customers, thereby reducing your cost of overheads and giving you a better margin. Service operation strategy is built on the foundation of relationship. We have understood the crux of relationship in the service management. Relationships, when given a strategical dimension, whether strategic, tactical or transaction, there are various type of relationship, but what we are talking about is a strategic alliance. You built a strategic alliance which will leverage each other's strength, which will compel both of them to look at only single direction, that is a customer experience, for which each one will take the required onus of delivery expected out of them. That's the crux of the strategic alliance. It goes beyond self-centric objective. Under this, everyone in the supply chain managements are engaged to ensure collectively decided service delivery experience, that is a total experience to the consumers, by ensuring commitment and delivery of their part. So they have to adhere to that. Base of service alliance, strong this thing is a trust. Trust will help you to be proactive in sharing, in planning, sharing information, timely support to each other, unbelievable results. Regular review will compel you to reduce wastage, inefficiencies, etc. And that will bring the unbelievable results for each one of you. Service level agreement is the backbone of relationship. How these strategic alliances are more understood clearly, how do you define each and everybody's deliverables, etc. After you enter into a strategic alliance and you draw out conclusions on various core parameters, you translate this into a document called service level agreement. Service level agreement is a backbone of relationship because it defines in word, on black and white, as to what needs to be done by each, what are their deliverables in very clear terms. SLA can be of different levels depending on how service deliveries are agreed upon. So it can be customer level, it can be service centric, it can be group of customers, it can be customer and service. So we have understood that different levels of SLAs. Service delivery performance needs to be therefore measured. Thus, performance measurement came into practice overall under the ambit of total quality management. To ensure that your service management remains efficient, you have to bring in the concept of total quality management. This is possible by introducing performance metrics within your service management. Various approaches are feasible, but there is a cost to this quality measurement. So what it highlights you that in your pursuit to deliver your customers a service, you create various variations, you create various services, each one, and then to manage top of it, whether that is delivering the value to customer as visualized, you have to spend on managing your quality. Therefore, it opens up another subject that you must value the service vis-a-vis the cost of delivering the service, cost of delivering a quality service. Only if the value is more than the cost, you embark of introducing that particular service module. This brings us to a stage where statistical tools and extended toolbox, data mining, etc. helps you to know your service performance measurement, helps you to know whether you are having a value or cost more than managing the service, etc. So it helps you to decide which service should continue, which service should be modified, streamlined, so that it becomes profitable, etc. So it therefore finally brought us to the subject of continuous improvement. No doubt in between there was an innovation, there was an insistence on innovations, there was an insistence on complexity management, etc. Continuous improvement is a bigger differentiator today. Continuous improvement helps you to improve your operational excellence, and when operational excellence happens, It creates a differentiator of its sort. There is a difference between incremental improvement and the innovation. We have seen that innovation, no doubt, gives you a remarkable edge, but there is an equal importance attached to continuous improvement if you are a service management enterprise. Innovation can create a new offering, new market. Yes, if you innovate something, it will help you to create a new offering or a new market, be served by that product. But continuous improvement can give you operational excellence, that is doing the same thing more efficiently at a lower overhead cost with a streamlined process. So that's the importance of continuous improvement in the overall operational excellence program. Organization must first implement a robust service lifecycle management solution. To become service management centric, the concept of service lifecycle was introduced. We have understood that well. We have understood styles of leadership, which is critical to service management organizations. Then we have understood the complexity, how complexity gets introduced in the overall service management. Our pursuit to provide service and different service than the competition, pursuit for mass customizations so that customers wants to come and buy from you, all leads to various complexities. These complexities, if not managed, your service efficiency itself will go for a toss. To manage that complexity, there is a cost to that complexity management. So we have understood all those aspects there in our pursuit to understand the complexity. And key here is not to eliminate choices, but key here is to autonomy, but to consciously manage the benefit that you deliver and cost of optimizing customer offering, decisions and operational process, business and organization structure and IT system. So while you manage your complexity, it is not that we are asking you to remove service or, you know, eliminate the choices to customers, but manage your internal operation, processes, structure, IT, backbone, etc. efficiently. Tailor business stream helps to isolate complexity. We have understood that you tailor everything, you standardize everything. Even we have later understood that anomalies needs to be standardized, you know, so that various unexpected thing can be also handled in a standardized way. So tailor business stream helps you to isolate complexity. So when you draw your tailor business stream, you are able to know exactly which nodal points there are higher complexity, and therefore you are able to focus your attention on making those nodal points complexity simplified, standardized. Service culture is an attitude that team embraces with a service mindset and building lasting relationship with the customer and employee. We then moved into cultural aspects where service as a cultural mindset, we have said, needs to be ingrained in every employee through cultural shift, which will come through a final destination understanding, roadmaps, then training, etc. So that every employee becomes part of the service delivery. Service culture can be engineered through assessment, alignment, training and reinforcement. We understood these four aspects, how you can bring service culture within the organizations. Operational excellence is crucial and possible through operational level continuous improvement. Then we came to a stage where essence and the importance of continuous improvement was understood. Importance of continuous improvement in the operational excellence was understood. And then understand the importance of decision management and foster an environment in the system that it can lead to all-round service delivery experience being enhanced and operational efficiency improved so as to get more revenue and better profitability. In nutshell, the last point, what we are trying to tell you is that we have understood essence of decision management. We have understood what is decision management. We have understood single individual decision management, how it impacts him, his function, his line, his department, division, organization and surrounding. Having understood, we have understood the complexity of decision management. We have understood the today's critical need for speed in decision management because of competitive environment that you are in. That's where there is an opportunity to create a competitive differentiation. And that's where we have come to a stage where organizations have found ways and means to empower their individual to take right decision at the right time, where it is required to be taken through an enterprise decision management model, in which rules and various models with the predictive technology enables an individual to put his decision query, get the outcome of that decisions. That itself has not only reduced the process life cycle time, but empowers an individual to take a decision in the first place and help organizations to develop business by a favorable interaction with the customers. And such and similar such service delivery will create a bonding, because your operational efficiency has become lean, more effective, more efficient. Therefore, it will continue to deliver your customers what is expected, and maybe in a way that exceeds his expectations, and that will bring that customers to you again and again, and that's how your overall revenue will increase. Not only that, because you have made your entire decision management and operational excellence so that your overall overheads are minimized, and as a result your profitability gets increased many fold. So that's what the understanding of the last point. So with this, we have understood service management subject part 2 in totality, and I hope that I have been able to dwell upon you a good understanding. Thank you very much.